Good morning. How good it is to meet with you, our listeners, in the quietness of your home and to think together concerning God's great truths. And it continues to be my prayer that you have your Bible before you and that we together will examine the Word of God. In our study this morning, I'm going to discuss one of the great questions that has been asked by mankind for centuries. The question is, does human suffering disprove the existence of benevolent God? Your speaker is Robert Swain. How often the infidel and the agnostic have raised the question to seek to throw some doubt upon the reality of our God. To introduce the study, I carry us back to the book of Judges, chapter 6 and verse 1, and it tells us that the children of Israel did that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah, and Jehovah delivered them into the hands of the Midianites for 7 years. The people were forced to seek refuge in dens and caves, their crops were destroyed, their flocks were stolen, times were very, very difficult. And in verse 12 it tells us that an angel of the Lord appeared unto Gideon, a prophet, and said, Jehovah is with thee. To which the prophet responded, O my Lord, if Jehovah is with us, why then has all this befallen us? Here we find the same question asked almost 4,000 years ago that is being asked by so many today. How often has the suffering of humanity caused the question, if there is a God, why am I afflicted with cancer? Why was my wife killed in the car wreck? Why was our child born dead? Why are we afflicted with tragic illnesses? These and 1,000 other similar questions have been asked that reflect the same conclusion. Now let me state the problem as clearly as I can see. With many people, the great obstacle to belief in God is the problem of evil and human suffering. And since suffering is here, a part of each life, many assume there cannot be a loving God such as the Bible teaches. The Greek philosopher Epicurus in 270 BC argued, if God wishes to prevent evil but cannot, then he is not all-powerful. If he can prevent evil but will not, then he is not good. If he has both power and the will to eliminate evil, then why is evil in the world? Well, his statement has been voiced over and over down through the years. How often have we heard, if God is so good, why does he not stop all of this evil, all of this sickness, all of this heartache? But my listening audience, there is a tragic mistake in this line of reasoning. The mistake of the argument is the assumption that no good purpose can be served by the allowance of evil and suffering in the world. Surely, we cannot completely understand the problem of suffering other than what has been revealed to us through God's Word. The mind and the purposes of God are unknown to us. Romans 11:33 states, Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past tracing out. There are just so many things that we in the mortality of the flesh will never understand about God. The only thing we can know is whatever he chooses to tell us. But enough of the answers have been given in the Bible to allow us to accept by our faith the loving God who always does what is right. The inspired writer tells us, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God in Romans 10 and 17. So let's look at the problem. First, when a person raises the question of evil, he is inadvertently appealing to some universal system of justice, which evil allegedly violates. If there is no God, hence no universal system of righteousness. So how could there be any such thing as evil? Does not the word itself evil suggest